Hey everyone, this is Jacob.
And this is Carrie-Ed.
And we are about to launch the show officially on March 27th. But we live in a strange time.
Yes, we do. The coronavirus has turned the world upside down. Literally in the space of less than a week, we're having to change the way we are connecting as human beings completely. For instance, instead of coming over to your studio to record this, I am currently sitting in my closet with a phone in one hand, a mic in the other. My laptop is balanced on a filing cabinet in front of me, along with a cup of tea.
Yeah, we are all doing our part to stop the spread of the virus. I'm making changes as little as, you know, canceling everything with friends, and you should too, to bigger things like trying to do all my work online and still wondering where my next paycheck is going to come from.
There are a lot of unknowns ahead of us, and I've been trying to deal with my anxiety by connecting a lot with friends and family virtually in the past week. I've been making calls to people that I love but who I haven't spoken to in a really long time, and I'm wondering how other people are staying connected.
The world, it's just different right now. So here's the deal. We have planned this new segment on the show called the Neighbors Reverse Complaint Line.
Hey, thanks for calling Neighbors.
We have a voicemail number that people have been calling into, and rather than complain about their neighbors, they tell us what they like about them. It's been really wonderful to get calls and compile them for future episodes.
Tell us what you like about your neighbors.
Yeah, listening to them has been a real joy. And of course, we've all been thinking a lot about our neighbors and friends lately. I personally have a lot of people who I love and who don't live in the same country as me. And that's been really difficult this week. So during this time of social distancing, we want to hear how you are staying connected.
So rather than just wait until March 27th, we thought we could all use a little connection right now. So we hope to hear just how you are safely helping one another and maybe even learn some creative idea of how to stay connected without spreading this virus.
Yes, you can call in at 615-601-1411. You can find that number at neighborspodcast.com as well.
So we are going to compile those and try to get something out by the end of this week. But here's an example of just what this sounds like.
Hey guys, this is Kyle from Texas.
Hello, my name is Mia Byrne, and I am in Berkeley, California.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Plant. I live in Southern Illinois.
I live in a college town that is known for its music program, and I live in a townhome, so I have neighbors on either side of me, and for the length of a year, I had an opera grad student that lived across from me. And every so often, and never at night, I would be going about my day doing chores and whatnot, and I would get a little operatic show. It was the most pleasant noise complaint I could ever have.
I have a next-door neighbor named Devorah. Devorah has become a dear, dear, beloved friend. When I was recovering from surgery, had some jaw surgery, she gave me a bunch of baby spoons from her kid. When she was going through some stuff, we just walked and talked and cried together. And we are the punk sisters that I think that we wish we had had. I mean, we both have sisters who are wonderful people, but they're certainly not tattooed punks like we are.
I love my neighbor next door. His name's John. Him and his wife, Belinda, are always so helpful, and they're so loving. And one thing I really appreciate about John is that he's always willing to take his tractor out and plow the road for us, and he's always repaired potholes in our road just out of the goodness of his heart. And he works really hard, long hours, but he'll come home and want to do what he can to make the neighborhood more safe.
And then this year, as luck would have it, on the other side, I have another opera student, and same thing. I get to hear them belt away at odd hours of the day from time to time, and it's just a joy.
Any neighbor who gives you their surplus tomatoes out of their garden and who you can borrow a wheelbarrow from is a good one. But it's even better when the two of you become BFFs, and we're going to go get matching friend tattoos on Valentine's Day. And I think that's pretty hecka cute.
She made me a quilt for my baby when he was born, and she always comes over to help me if I need anything, and I love those guys. I'm really glad I get to live next to them. Thanks for letting me talk on the podcast. Bye-bye.
Anyway, thanks so much for doing this, y'all. Bye.
Alrighty. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. We'd love to hear from you and how you are staying connected during COVID-19. Call 615-601-1411.
Yes, tell us about how your neighbors are helping you or how you're staying connected with them. That can be neighbors near, neighbors far. The number is in the episode description and on neighborspodcast.com.
And like we said, we are launching March 27th.
So tell your friends.
But if you want to hear two episodes right now, we have two up on Patreon for patrons at any level. You can go to patreon.com/neighbors and listen right away. I'm Jacob Lewis.
I'm Carrie Ad Harmon.
And we're reminding you
to get to know your neighbors.